You know the national headlines. Now we'll give you Wednesday's local news report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says it'll be breezy and warm for the rest of tonight. High temperatures on Wednesday were near 72 degrees. Tonight, breezy and mild, mainly clear skies, with the overnight low dipping down to about 53. A little nicer in the weather department today, but it'll get worse before it gets better. Cold weather is expected to return in the next couple of days, with the temperatures expected to dip back into the 40s with cloudy skies. A couple of accidents reported on Wednesday at about 3:15. A car-school bus collision reported at 5737 South Transit Road. Deputies and members of the South Lockport Fire Company responded. Authorities reported unknown injuries at that site. And about 1 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon, a car-motorcycle collision was reported at 2221 Niagara Falls Boulevard in Burkholz. Deputies said there were injuries at that crash. Members of the Burkholz Fire Company responded for first aid, and other details were not immediately available. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, this report is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. That's the number of the number one repairman for appliances in this area. Service call, $35 plus parts and labor. Experience, 44 years. Can't ask for much more than that, except to have his number handy when you need it. And you do that by putting it in your cell phone. 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And the local news brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it by giving you the personal touch that you deserve. They don't want you to feel like a number in a giant drugstore, but a friend coming to shop with them. Locally owned, locally operated, and they show it. It's been a few weeks, but overnight, a number of Kias were entered in the town of Niagara, with at least one car reported stolen. Town of Niagara Police Captain Kelly Aderman said Niagara Falls Police recovered one stolen vehicle on Niagara Falls Boulevard in LaSalle. Authorities said the thieves that entered the cars apparently were trying to steal them, but most cars were unable to be started. Town of Niagara Police are investigating four vehicle break-ins of Kias in a lot in an apartment complex in the town. They also report that an ATV was taken overnight. Police said they will step up their patrols on the overnight shift, with extra surveillance expected to try to catch the resurgence of those bandits involved in those Kia capers. In other local news, at 7200 Williams Road, sheriff deputies last night said someone tried to steal a car from that lot. The rear window was smashed out, but due to the type of ignition the car had, the intruders were not able to start the vehicle. Deputies said they checked video on the lot and they observed 3 to 5 people getting out of a light-colored SUV, walking up to the car, trying to start it, and when they couldn't, they got back in their vehicle and left. Details of that suspect vehicle and the suspects were passed on to other police agencies, who are now looking for both the car and the would-be car thieves. On Maple Avenue in Newfane, deputies were called to investigate the theft of a number of valuable jewels that were left in a lockbox in the victim's home. The owner of the jewelry said he hasn't checked the box for about 2 weeks, but now that he did, he discovered about $4,000 worth of opals and other gems were missing. The victim said the box was not broken open and there were no signs of any entry into his apartment. Now sheriff investigators have picked up that investigation. Authorities are looking into a cat found abandoned on a dead-end street on Purple Lane in Wheatfield overnight. A homeowner there said they found a cat carrying case on the road with an orange and gray cat abandoned inside. The cat appeared to be okay and was turned over to sheriff deputies, who took the animal to the SPCA, who are now expected to have cruelty investigators look for the owners of the animal. But in the meantime, they've taken the cat into custody to ensure its well-being. Deputies arrested a woman identified as Kristen Davies, who passed all points of purchase at the Walmart store on Military Road yesterday with a number of unpaid-for goods. Davies was issued an appearance ticket in the case for a further appearance in Niagara Falls City Court. She was accused of taking about $70 worth of merchandise that she didn't pay for. On the Coomer Road in Newfane, sheriff investigators are checking into the disappearance of about $10,000 that turned up missing from a resident's checking account. Deputy said the money was taken out of the account a number of times in $1,000 increments. Now the victim's bank and the sheriff department is searching for that bandit. A Lockport man has been sentenced in connection with a home invasion and a robbery that occurred 8 years ago in the town of Tonawanda. Accused of entering a home in the town back in September of 2017 was 48-year-old Todd LaRoba, who was accused of entering the home of an elderly couple, tying them up, then locating a lockbox in the attic that contained $60,000 and stealing it. Police said LaRoba's DNA was found on the box, and he was convicted of the crime back in 2023. This week, LaRoba was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison on that charge. And a Tonawanda man is facing up to 2 years in jail after he was accused on Monday of killing a dog. It happened back in February when the man was accused of stabbing the animal several times in the torso, then tossing its body into a garbage tote. Arraigned in the case was 20-year-old Emery Koski, who was charged with aggravated cruelty to animals, criminal mischief, tampering with evidence, and with torturing or injuring animals. Koski was released on his own recognizance in court because an Erie County court judge said the charges do not qualify for bail under the New York State bail reform law. Koski's due back in court to answer the charge next Tuesday. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Links of Niagara, that's where they have the golf simulators that the pros use. And they're waiting for you to come and try it out. Keep in that top form before the golf course is open. And you can do it at the Links of Niagara in the One Niagara building in downtown Niagara Falls. Want details or want to visit them online? You'll find them at linksofniagara.com or call them at 285-0610. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or by clicking the local news tab on our website after refreshing your browser. And now for your convenience, our news is featured daily on Facebook. Listen when you want to just by entering niagararadio.net. I'm Sal Panessa.